This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This team's 4-4 first half of the season. I've made the case that they've had a difficult schedule. That doesn't really do the truth any kind of reality or substance.
So two nuggets, and they're delicious. They're dipped in barbecue sauce, the appropriate sauce to dip nuggets in. Stay with me. Ben Gessling, our buddy who we had on yesterday that covers the Minnesota organization in Minnesota, had the following. The Redskins, who faced the 6-2 Vikings on Sunday, have played the toughest schedule in the NFL this season. Washington's opponents have a winning percentage of 609. So they're number one with that. Okay, so then you go, wow, that kind of stands to reason. They've played a pretty tough schedule. Philadelphia twice, Kansas City good, etc. You start to add up the games they've won, they've lost. The records of the teams that they have played are pretty good. And then you go, wait a minute, that includes 0-9 San Francisco.
Yeah.
So outside of 0-9 San Francisco, okay? So the other seven games that they've played, two against the stupid Eagles, who I hate. The other seven teams, a winning percentage just shy of 700. That's who the Redskins have played this year. That's astounding. That doesn't happen in the NFL. That is crazy. In a league of parity where everybody's in that 8-8 bucket, not who the Redskins have played, that includes a 4-5, one team with
so
a losing record.
700.
Oakland. Yeah, it's just shy of 700. I did the mathematics during our commercial break. That's astounding. It's over 6. It's about 610, as it is with an 0-9 team in the mixture. With an 0-9 team in there, it's the worst, most difficult winning percentage against of opponents. Without the San Francisco 49ers, the other seven games, it's close to 700. And the Redskins in those games are 3-4.
Yeah. And they're 4-4 overall with all those injuries and the hardest schedule in the NFL they've faced. Crazy. And it's something that should not be forgotten. It really is. Something that I think is impressive. This has been a good season for them to this point. This has been a good year for Jay Gruden in proving that he is a guy worthy of that extension. This has been a good season for Kirk Cousins. And really across the board for the important players in the front office, whether it's Alex Santos and Doug Williams and Eric Schaefer, you name it, maybe Goose Allen as well. This has been a pretty good season for all of them. That at 4-4, they're in the thick of things with everything that has gone wrong outside of their control.
Now, I said this last year, and it kind of bared out in some ways, but it wasn't enough to satisfy people. I said they could be better in a lot of ways and have a worse season because the schedule was going to be more difficult. And that's kind of how it ended up playing. Now, it didn't happen the way we thought because the Redskins in the middle of their schedule at one point were 6-3-1, and we're going through the playoffs. It's just inevitable it's tomorrow. And then they laid an egg against a couple teams that either had nothing to play for or weren't very good to begin with, like Carolina, for example. So that was obviously very frustrating, but it kind of happened that way. You could take that and multiply it by a factor of a million for this season, given what we've already seen.
Yeah.
This is the hardest schedule in the league, not just, man, this sucks for us. It's really hard. Not just whining. Fact. Information.
Very factual. I'm getting some blowback in the chat on the Grant and Danny Listener League right now. I tried to trade Guilo Ren. I thought I was making a pretty decent trade. I tried to trade him Chris Hogan for Stephon Diggs. Chris Hogan is doubtful. He's injured right now. Mm-hmm. But he's a better receiver than Stephon Diggs in fantasy football, considerably, when he's healthy. When he got hurt a couple weeks ago, he had much better numbers. His numbers are still better than Diggs's, who played last week when Hogan did not. Mm-hmm. But you'd have to basically wait one more week to get Chris Hogan back.
Okay.
And then you'd have a stretch run where you'd have Hogan. I just don't have a week where I can keep waiting. I'm in it's now or never mode for
you.
Yeah,
your boy. You're in do or die.
So I made that offer, Hogan, for the value that is Diggs this week. Guilo Ren said I tried to Vinny Serrato, that I tried to make him look like Vinny Serrato. Now, Phil may have a point. I offered Phil not in Alexandria. Javon Kearse, wide receiver with the Jets, for Jerick McKinnon. And he was very upset about that. In fairness, Javon Kearse has better numbers this year. Am I calling him the right name, Javon Kearse?
It's not Jermaine.
Jermaine Kearse, correct. Javon Kearse.
Who's Javon Kearse?
He was the old pass rusher years ago.
The Titans?
Remember the Titans? Pass rusher from the early 2000s? Sorry, so Jermaine Kearse.
See, he does it too, you guys.
This is a rare occasion for your boy, but I did do it. You're right.
Well, there's a guy named Kearse, and you confused Jermaine and Jamon.
That's my Derek.
I mean,
David
I got
card.
It wrong too.
If I did it 100 times, then it would be on the
if
same
you
level.
Only did it, you'd be on my level.
So Jermaine Kearse, who's been on my team all season long, who makes big catches for the Jets, has better numbers than McKinnon. McKinnon's obviously his role is increasing,
sure,
but still split in time with Latavius Murray. Mm-hmm. So I said, what about Kearse for McKinnon? He was very offended by that. Ooh. I also offered Dar a trade. I don't know what I offered you.
You offered me Ty Montgomery for Orleans Darkwa. Ty Montgomery I cut last week, and you picked up.
But who was Ty Montgomery and who?
Alan Hearns.
Yeah.
Neither of which are going to play on my team, Orleans Darkwa.
Your team stinks. Alan Hearns would play on your team.
No, he wouldn't.
I do want to say that there are some trades that you have made this week that have been accepted because they were good for both teams.
Me and Thommy made a deal. That's right.
You traded garbage for garbage.
We did.
For needs. Trading for needs.
Thommy, what are your needs at 1-8?
By the way, was that the easiest negotiation ever, Thom? Or what?
It was so easy.
Thom goes, hey, I got a piece of garbage. I need your piece of garbage.
It's a hot piece of garbage. You want it?
Let's
George
do it.
Kittle's hurt. I need a tight end. Yeah. Desperately.
So I did it. Fine. No problem. Dar, you're hibernating a little bit. That's not a terrible offer.
It's a terrible offer.
Orleans Darkwa plays for an awful team that can't run the ball. Let's keep overrating him.
It's a very fair deal.
He's going to average 12 carries for 43 yards the rest of the season. And he's going to have 100 yards maybe two or three times. And I am offering you a running back in a PPR league who catches passes. And I'm offering
you... Yeah, the guy I cut a week ago.
Okay, that's fine.
The guy that Green Bay is saying is going to go back to wide receiver.
Right.
Okay, but why would I want a guy I cut?
You didn't cut him because you thought he was going to suck the rest of the year. I think you cut him because you didn't have enough spots for you to bye week.
No, I cut him because he's gotten like 4 points in 5 weeks.
Okay, I don't know what to tell you other than that's not as bad a deal as you're making. It's a running back.
It's a very bad deal.
It was a little bit worse than Orleans
Darkwa. You've made 4 very bad deals.
Incorrect. And Alan Hearns. I got to offer Danny something now to see if he'll accept it.
5 very bad deals.
I'm trying to get a deal done.
I don't know if I can. I'm in a decent place. I'll say.
Chad Dukes versus the world at 2 o'clock. Make sure you are listening. If you missed Joel Corey, Andy Behrens, or Charles Davis today, go to grantanddanny.com/audio.
For G, for Brendan, for Thom, I'm Danny. CDBTW's up next. Insight on the Nats' new pitching coach all day on Baseball Thursday on CDBTW. We'll talk spin rate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.